I am a person who likes to plan. Everything has to be in nice order, something that's tangible, and to be successful at that. Many years in the military, many years working with the military, has kind of wired me that way. Because I think failure to plan is planning to fail. Amen. There you go. However, amen. We just took a trip to South Carolina. And I told you that we would talk about Friday night because Friday night's a great object lesson. And the title of my message tonight is A Wrong Way Day. A Wrong Way Day. This is not just a little wrong way. This is a big one. This is a big one. Every message has to have a scripture. Okay? So we're going to have a scripture tonight. In Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21, the scripture says this, "And thine ear shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. Father, we just help us, Lord, to learn this object lesson, Lord. And help us, Lord, to be more like you. Lord, I ask you to bind Satan on our behalf. And help us, Lord, to do right. We ask these things in your Son's name. Amen. So that's what Isaiah 30:21 says. But Psalm 49, verse 13, which kind of applies here, their way is their folly. Their way is their folly. Yet their posterity approve their sayings, Selah. So in way of introduction, we went to South Carolina to visit Angie's mom in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and our son who is down in Columbia, South Carolina. The plan was to try to fly out of San Antonio, but that became cost prohibitive. So we came up with this wonderful idea. We would go to Houston, and we would fly from Houston to Atlanta. From a hub to hub, we got very efficient, very cheap plane tickets. Had to rent a car anyway, no big deal. So we just rent a car from Atlanta. The original plan was to go and visit her mom, and then on Tuesday drive down to Columbia and spend up to Saturday morning with Matthew. The plan was to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning in Columbia, South Carolina, drive the 222 miles to Atlanta, and be there by 8 o'clock so we could turn in the car so we could get an 11 o'clock flight. Didn't take long to scrap that plan. So what happened was that, yes, we got there, and we got a rental car, and we drove up to Spartanburg, which is up at the top of the map. That was supposed to be a 2.5 hour trip. It turned into be a 4 hour trip. Then we were going to go down to 93 miles from Spartanburg to Columbia. That was supposed to be an hour and a half. It turned into 3.5 hours. So we're saying we need to change our mind on what we're going to do. So all week long I was sitting there looking on Google Maps and the directions, and it was 3 hours and 10 minutes and 3 hours and 20 minutes and 3 hours and this. I said, we can figure it out. We're going to leave. We need 3.5 hours to get there. But we're not doing it Saturday morning. We're going to leave Friday night. Great plan. So I got a hotel right near the airport. Great price. Everything was going to be good. We're going to have a good night's sleep because we had slept 3 nights on an air mattress. And that wasn't working very well. In a very small room. And their bathroom is no bigger than a phone booth. So it was time to come up with a better plan. And I wanted to get a good night's sleep for the trip back on Saturday. So here was the plan. And we were going to leave at 8 o'clock Friday night, which would put us in Atlanta about 11 o'clock Friday night, give us a good time. Then we wake up, leave by 8 o'clock from the hotel, turn in the car, and everything's fine. Great plan. So right before 8, we say our goodbyes, and we go back, and there's one road, I-20, that runs between Columbia and Atlanta. Now, everything there is clover leaves and everything turns right. I was supposed to go west. I went east. More on that in a minute. Why did I pick the wrong way? Now, here's the application. You know, we all have in our Christian life, we all have the ability to do right or to go the right way or go the wrong way. If we listen to God, we go the right way. But I want to give you three reasons why I went the wrong way. And this has a spiritual implication. The first one was, I never thought that I would ever go the wrong way. There's a lot of people out there today that think that they would never mess up. By the way, I'm a pilot. Direction's no problem. My wife is directionally challenged. She thinks that north's in front of you all the time. But the issue is I'll never go. I know geography. We've been this way before. When we were living in Dayton, we would come down to Augusta, Georgia, where my mother-in-law and their family was living. And we would come down through Columbia at times and go to Augusta that way. Been on the road. Never thought that would ever make a mistake like that. But you know something? No one is above failing. No one is above falling. And even in a spiritual sense. You know, and as things started unraveling Friday night, all these verses came to mind. The first one is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 says this, wherefore let him that think he standeth take heed lest he fall. That was the start. Okay? You know, what we need to do on our spiritual journey, what we need to do on any journey is we need to plan ahead. We need to take some time and just prepare and get everything in order so we can make the right way. You know, the Bible talks about it when you get ready to do a plan, you need to what? Consider the cost. So when we left, I said, I know it's west. All you have to do is get on 20. It's a straight shot to Atlanta. There's no problem at all. So we say our goodbyes, and in the car that we had rented, you could not put an input in the GPS while you're moving. I should have put the GPS in there. That would have told me right off the bat. You know something? If you have a good relationship with God, when you start going the wrong way, He'll tell you right off the bat. This is the way when you go to the left or the right. This is the way. Walk ye in it. Now, didn't seek guidance. Didn't seek guidance. Wasn't going to bother with the phones because all of our phones were kind of dying. And I didn't want to listen to that thing anyway. And so, here's the issue. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 1 says this. The preparation of the heart of man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. You know, when we start making decisions, we don't go off on our own thinking that we know the way. Thinking we've been down that way before. We need to at least give some thought. And give thought to God. And say, God, is this the right way to go? I need your direction. You know, He promises in the book of James wisdom. But we got to ask. Got to ask. But you know, I've been frustrated. Okay? I know other people get frustrated. Now, don't be judgmental on me. Okay? Every trip that we've been on this trip has taken much longer than it's supposed to have. People over there are crazy. My Texas driving technique did not work in South Carolina at all. And it led me into situations that she thought we were all going to die. But what happened was, why did I pick the wrong way? Well, I think the biggest reason was frustration. See, right before we got to the interstate, this truck flew out of this gas station right in front of us, and we had to swerve to miss it. And there was the on-ramp to I-20. And I said, I wanted to get out of here. I don't care where it's going. It says I-20 and I'm done. Because I am done with this. Folks, be careful if you're making decisions when you're frustrated. Yeah. Moses found out about that. And it cost him the promised land. You know, in Numbers chapter 20, verses 10 and 11, it says that Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said unto them, "Hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch water out of this rock?" He was told to speak to the rock. And out of his frustration, because all they did was whine and moan and complain in the wilderness, he hit it. And it says that Moses lifted up his hand, and with the rod he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beast also, but he had disobeyed God. See, you can set yourself up for disobeying God. You can set yourself up for going the wrong way when you think, "I'll never make that mistake. I'll never be like that person." You can set yourself up, and you will set yourself up for failure when you don't consult guidance, when you don't seek wisdom. In Proverbs it says, "In the multitude of counselors, there's safety." We had a phone, we had a GPS. There was a multitude of counselors, there was a multitude of technology there, but nah, I knew where West was, and we're going to get there. And sometimes we go through that as Christians, don't we? We know what to do. Hey, I had the Christian radio station on. I was listening and preaching. Everything's got to go right, right? Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5 says this: "The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteous, but everyone that is hasty only to want." In a very short time, we're going to be wanting something. But that's for later. Okay? So why did I pick the wrong way? Why do people go the wrong way? Because they think they know it all. Because they don't seek guidance. Because they get frustrated. And they act out of haste instead out of thoughtfulness. Well, so we start east. We start east. Why did I stay on the wrong way? Because I stayed on the way a while. You know why? Because the wrong way looked like the right way for initially. And sometimes when we deviate from God, we start going the wrong way. Everything looks okay for a while. Columbia is an interesting point. They have an interstate that comes down this way. Here comes 20 through the town. They have an interstate that comes down this way. So we're kind of talking. We're talking about, you know, Matthew and Haley set up there and everything else, and really not paying attention. And I passed Interstate 77. It looked like Interstate 26 to me. It was a road. It's about the same point, the same timing and everything else, and everything thought it looked the right way. The right way. And so, no big deal. There's not much signage there on the side of the road, which was one thing. And so, what I did, I didn't pay attention. Folks, if you don't pay attention to the way that you're on, especially if you're on the wrong way, you're not going to pay attention to God. Just pay attention. Whatever's going on, whatever happens, happens. You know, Joshua 22 verse 5 says this: "But take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God and to walk in all his ways and to keep his commandments and to cleave unto him and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul." See, that takes attention. We can't go through Christian life just thinking that we know it all. We need to cleave to God. We need to pay attention to His commandments. We need to pay attention to His truth. That'll keep us on the right track. That'll expose error when you have it. So off we go. The city lights go away, and now we're in the countryside. She goes to sleep. I'm listening to Adrian Rogers preaching. It's a good time. And I start looking, and things don't look quite right. Ever been there? That just doesn't look quite right. I look down on the car compass, and it's pointing east. I look at this thing, and I'm going, this doesn't look right. This is actually a conversation I'm having with myself. This doesn't look right. North needs to be over there. But the north there on the compass pointing over here. No, must be something wrong with the car.
Yeah.
Folks, there's people on the wrong way.
Right.
Something doesn't feel right. And say, I don't have the problem, you do.
Come on, right.
Yeah.
You do. So I'm looking through all the little buttons and everything, how to reset the GPS to get this thing right. But to confirm that I'm right, I get out my phone. I put on the compass utility on my phone. It's pointing the same way. I said, both these things are wrong. When we're convinced we're going the right way, even though it's the wrong way, no one's going to tell you any different, right? Now, you got to understand that this is at night. Been a long day. Nah, that's making excuses. Okay? On the wrong way. And I convinced myself that everything else was wrong and that was right. Be careful of that, folks.
Right.
That will get you messed up spiritually.
Yep.
It'll lead you right down the wrong to path to destruction. Well, for right now, it was leading us the wrong way. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15 says this: the way of a fool is right in his own eyes.
That's right.
But he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. There's all this neat technology that worked and everybody else had rented that car. They ain't complained about it. And I'm convinced that that thing's wrong. How long did I stay on the wrong way? Too long. Folks, the point is, when we turn our back on God and we start going the wrong way, any length of time is too long.
Yes, sir.
Any length of time is too long. I knew something was up when I saw this sign. And it said, I-95, 4 miles. The next sign I saw was Myrtle Beach, straight ahead. Folks, sometimes we don't even realize how wrong we are and how long we stay on the road the wrong way. Psalm 74, verse 9. We see not our signs. Is there no more any prophet? Yeah, I had a compass telling me I was on the wrong way. The one thing is, there's no, says it's east 20. They don't have mile markers like that. And so I'm going, this just doesn't look right. North supposed to be that way, and it's over here. When multiple people are telling you, where two or three are gathered, what, God's in the midst?
Yeah.
Two or three witnesses, everything be established. Everything's telling me I'm going the wrong way, but I don't. I know I'm going the right way. We see not our signs, there is no more any prophet. Neither is there any among us that knoweth how long. To continue the story, I felt like the prodigal son, because now I'm going to have to eat a lot of crow, and I'm going to have to wake up my sleeping wife and say everything that I had planned is messed up because I messed up. And when we leave God's plan, we mess up. And it impacts everybody. You know this story. It's out of the prodigal son. I saw that sign that said I-95 and I said, uh-oh, we have a problem. Shortly followed by the Myrtle Beach sign. I said, we really have a problem. We're about 30 miles away from the Atlantic Ocean. We've been doing this for an hour. But when he came to himself, he said, and you know the story, it's been good to go back home. So I realized that we had to turn around. Here's the reality of it is. This is where it started. This is where it came to my senses. And Myrtle Beach is right there. Notice that 3 hour and 12 minute drive now turned into 5 hours and 44 minutes. It's now 9 o'clock at night. There's only one. You know, what would we try to do? There's got to be a different way back. There's got to be a shorter way back. We can fix this, right? Uh-uh. You got to go back down the same road you just came up. And backtrack all that distance. What did I learn on my way back? Humility. My wife, who had been peacefully sleeping, I said, sweetheart, I have messed up royally. I have made a mistake. You won't believe what I've just done. I don't believe what I've just done. I convinced myself that the car compass was wrong. And now we are 75 miles east of where we should be. And now we got to go back all that distance back. And then start over. And we're not going to be able to get to Atlanta until probably 1 o'clock at the best. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 5 says this, likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Nah, and Peter scraps all this. Yea, all of you be subject one to another. Done. And be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Boy, I needed grace then. So what did I learn on the way back? Learned humility. What did I learn on the way back? That God brings you back to the starting point. If you've gotten off your spiritual path, you've taken the wrong turn, you got to go back to where you left. Okay? You know, the nation of Israel had a problem with that. In Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 3, God tells them, it says, you've gone around this mountain enough. It's now time to go my way. And it says, you compass this mountain long enough, turn you northward. They led them but the pillar of fire at night and a cloud of smoke during the day. What did I learn on the way back? Humility. You know, we need to admit that we're wrong. We need to admit that we're on the wrong path. We need to admit that we messed up. We need to admit that we need God's grace. We need His forgiveness. And I want to commend my wife. She just said, okay. Went back to sleep. No, she didn't go back to sleep. She said, you messed up once. It ain't happening again. So we had to come all the way back. We passed the same exit. And now we start the journey. You know, God has us on a journey. Sometimes we're like Jonah, we run. And God has to bring us back to where we started from in order to start over and go the right way. What did I learn on the way back? God brings us back to to the starting point. What I learned on the way back, there's wasted effort. 2 hours are now gone out of our life that all we did was droning in a car. Okay? We did briefly talk about going to the coast and spending the night there and getting up very early in the morning. Then we said, nah. In Exodus chapter 14, verse 15, it says, "The Lord spake unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward." See, we need to go forward. Not to the left, not to the right, not backwards. God doesn't want us to keep on retracing over the same ground. He wants us to go forward. Paul talks about reaching forward to the prize, running our race, looking forward, looking unto Jesus. So learn humility. God brings you back to the starting point. There's wasted effort. The next one is going the wrong way costs more. Amen. Ran out of gas. No. Not on the road. But where I had plenty of gas before the trip to make it all the way to Atlanta. Now I didn't. And see, what happens when we're on the wrong path is we waste God's grace. And we have to refill. Which, by the way, takes more time, but that's okay. You know, the captives have been brought back from Babylon into Israel. And they were given a task by Cyrus to rebuild the temple. And we know with Zechariah and with Haggai that they went and they started, they got a little bit of resistance, and then they stopped and they used all the material to build them houses. And now they don't have good crops, and now God's not blessing them. And Haggai says this in verse 5, verse 1, he says, "Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." Going that wrong way will cost you a whole lot more than what you're probably willing to pay. It's a lot easier to go to the direct path that God laid out in front of you. Amen. Instead of going back and redoing old ground. But you know something? There's people today that struggle with that. People struggle with addiction. They struggle with besetting sins. They struggle with things that just keep on going back the same thing over and over and over and over again. You're just wasting effort. Just need to repent. Let God bring you back to the starting point one more time and go forward from there. But that takes humility on our part. Don't worry and don't cry over the wasted effort. Don't cry over the increased cost. At least you're going God's way now. And there's a benefit in that. What's the last one? There's missed blessings. That nice hotel room just became a crash site. So we get a couple hours sleep so we go to the airport the next morning. And all those things about being there just went away. That's what happens when you go the wrong way. You can't recover. I wish there was some way that I could have just turned the clock back and said, But as we passed that exit that we had left at 8 o'clock and now it says 10 o'clock and we had the whole journey in front of us that we had originally planned, that was very discouraging. It was. Malachi 2 verse 2 says this, "If ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already because ye do not lay it to heart." Folks, there's a lot of danger going the wrong way. You know, the one thing that I did say, as I said, if we had gone to the original plan and left in the morning, we would not have recovered from that. God in His grace knows better than us. And taught me a powerful lesson that I wanted to share with you. Amen. And say, I would never do that. Be careful. We've all done something like this. The issue is are we willing to admit it? The bigger thing is, are we willing to learn from it? What we need to do is stay on the right way. Amen? Amen. Let's stand. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this time, Lord. Help us, Lord, to stay on the right way. Lord, help us, Lord, to go the path that you put out in front of us, Lord. And Lord, start wasting our time, Lord, and just start working and living for you. Lord, we just ask that you just be with us tonight, that your truth would just come in our hearts, Lord, and it would change our lives. And Lord, that we would just learn from our mistakes and not repeat them again. Father, I just ask that you give us forgiveness tonight and help us, Lord, to follow you with all of our heart. We thank you and we ask that you have your full will and way in this time. In Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen.